Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Arthur Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of our Martin Luther King Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great stories. And I got to bring some stuff to Nathan's attention here. We'll do right away. And just so you know, it's the second hour of Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk with Your Human or Animal Loved Ones on this side or the other, or Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha. So anything you want to know about your animals, your life, or what's going on, Natasha is here. She's free on the air. So am I. Stacy's here. Nathan's here. We'd love to hear from you. Phone calls take priority. So if you would like to chat with either one of us during the show, all you do is pick up your phone. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email during the show. Live email address is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. Natasha Venter is here, and Stacy's here. We just talked all about the dog shows this weekend, so you can, you know, be listening to Animal World, cruise down to Puyallup if you want to do the dog show today or tomorrow on the holiday. You can do that. Nathan, I was going to bring some stories to your attention, and there's a really cute one. I just saw this morning, and I didn't have a chance to look for a story, but the first post, you see the little Asian boy hand feeding these wild birds?
Oh, yep, it's right
there.
Isn't
that cute? I mean, it's the sweetest little video, but like I said, I didn't get a chance to really see to click through for a story, but it's an Asian boy with a bowl and like one chopstick, and they look like starling type birds. And they're just, there's four of them, right? He's crouched down there at his feet, and he's hand feeding them. They are so cute. So cute. All right. But so that was just posted this morning. Now, we go back. If you scroll all the way down, I'm going to give you my top three posts of the week. And okay, if you go all the way down, scroll down till you see the white Bichon Frise. And
let's see. Not sure what a white Bichon Frise is.
Keep going. There.
Oh, this thing? Oh, there, yeah, definitely
go.
Is white.
There you go. Okay. Now, this dog, you can see him on the post. He's standing in front of a mirror, and he holds his head. Anyway, you got to turn on the sound, because what's going on in this video is there's a rooster crowing outside, and this dog has learned to bark and sounds like a crow of a rooster. So
okay, let's do this. I can get that sound here on the air.
It's a Bichon Frise that crows. So let's see if the sound will come through. That's the rooster. That's the dog.
One more time.
Rooster. Dog. Isn't that cute? Okay, so that's number three. Now I scroll up, because the one above that, there you go. Now, unfortunately, on the screen here, it's probably clearer on the computer you're looking at, Nathan. Because you got to see the face of the cat and the little girl. And there's a little girl sitting with a cat. And the caption is, "Dad bought her a cat to make her forget about her phone. But this is what happened." And this little girl is sitting on the couch. The cat's sitting like a human right next to her with a t-shirt on, and she's got something on her phone, and the cat is absolutely fascinated, and the two of them are watching her phone. It is so adorable. Is that the cutest thing or what?
And that is an invested look if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, yeah, but it's just the most adorable photo I've ever seen. Oh, what a cute cat, cute kid. All right, now scroll up, because the number one post, which was a shocker to me, teaching my octopus to play catch.
Oh.
All right, now, yeah, this one you have to watch it happen.
Let's see, should I turn on the sound or no?
I haven't listened to
usually
the sound.
Usually these reels have like some
they probably have music or something. But this is it's actually a little tiny octopus that must be in someone's aquarium.
Yeah, it's got and like
he's, he's playing with a ping pong ball, it looks like.
That's what I see.
And so he gives the ping pong ball, he goes down to the and the octopus takes it out of his fingers and then shoots it back up in the air. And the story says that the octopus didn't get it at first and would just shoot this ball up in the air. But then after a little practice, the octopus got the idea and it now shoots it at his hands and they play catch.
I don't know if shooting would technically be the right word because it's a very buoyant object. So it's probably just letting it go. But yeah, it does look like the ping pong ball just shoots right out of the
tentacles.
Yeah,
it does look like it, you know, that he's given it a push or something.
Well, watching other videos of this guy that I have done, that octopi are very, very smart.
Yeah.
And so he has this octopus. And so what he does is he does little things to keep it occupied. Because otherwise,
they get bored.
Octopus get bored. And in it.
Oh, and heaven forbid we can't have a bored octopus.
No. So he's done these little things like he'll put the food in certain things so that it has to figure out how to get it out and stuff like that. So he does these little things to keep it occupied and to get it to use its mind, because that's what it wants to do, is use its mind. So he is trying to occupy it. And it's been interesting to watch other videos that he has of,
so there's more videos of this little octopus and everything he's learned.
Exactly.
Now I have to say, I'm telling you about all this, and I enjoy these videos, and it's really fun to see these little creatures. But it doesn't mean that I'm advocating that you own these and keep these animals in tanks and confinement and all of that. I'm not a fan of birds in cages or fish in tanks, but sometimes it's important. But at any rate, I just wanted to let you know.
I like the saying, though, occupied octopi.
yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so
because otherwise they can escape. They can be very mischievous about things.
All right. So those are the three best posts of the week on Facebook, according to me. And there's another one that would take all of the awards if I could post it on Facebook. But I'm finding a lot these days, I find really wonderful videos and stuff about animals, but I go to share them on Facebook and I get a little window that says the poster is opted out of Facebook. So I think there's a lot of people these days that don't allow their stuff to be posted on Facebook or something. But at any rate, one of our listeners, John Frink, sent us a video of dog intelligence, and it's primarily about Chaser, the border collie I've told you about before, that has the Guinness Book of World Records for learning the most words. I think they said on this interview 1,022 words this dog learns. Anyway, I had never seen this interview. It's an interview Anderson Cooper did with the owner of Chaser while Chaser was still alive. Chaser's the name of the border collie. And so it's a YouTube video, I think. So you can probably go to YouTube and search Anderson Cooper interview dog intelligence or border collie Chaser with Anderson Cooper interview. And I think you would come up with the video. And what's it, 12 minutes and something interview, but it's just really great. If you've not heard the full story of Chaser and this retired scientist and how he taught all the words and a demonstration and all that sort of stuff, it's really a great ridico. So thank you, John, for sending that to us. And I'm sorry I can't post it for everybody on Facebook, but you can find it yourself with that information. So there you go. And now Nathan knows how much he's slacking off and teaching Abby stuff because she can't hold a candle to Chaser in 1,022 words. But Chaser, I think, was, I don't know, at least 10 years old or more before it got to that level. So you've got time to work with Abby. Speaking of Abby, we have some follow-up report. We got two. We got to check on Stacy's bags, Ben, and Abby. But last week, of course, was Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen were in the studio. And Nathan, you told us that your border collie, Abby, had all of a sudden come up lame on one leg and was limping and carrying her leg up.
Doing like the little point thing they do when they curl in their
paw. Yeah, hold the paw up. And you didn't know for sure what had happened. I think so. Dr. Nils worked on Abby. He said he thought it was in the wrist is where he picked up a balance or something. But anyway, he did a neuroenergetic balancing treatment and reset her and all of that. So what happened after the show, Nathan?
Well, I get home and I just check in with my mom and say, hey, how's Abby doing? She's still limping. She said, well, long story short, because this is how I heard it. Well, it was really crazy at like around noon time or early in the afternoon. It just suddenly got better and she was walking around normally and putting all her weight onto the paw.
And she wasn't in the morning.
No.
So she was limping in the morning, and then all of a sudden at noon, what happened? Woo! Dog can walk. Everything's gone.
I don't like using this word because of how it can be interpreted, but I mean, that's the best way I can describe it. It was just like magic, you know? It was just...
Yay, Dr. Nils! Woohoo! All right. So, and that's, you know, we never know. Sometimes... See, chances are, you know, she tweaked something or playing or whatever.
Running.
Natasha might get a hit on that.
It was
but whatever, you know, Nels was able to bring her body back in balance, which knocked whatever it was right out. And so, but you can't get more of a dramatic example than that. She's limping all morning and all of a sudden at noon, boom, it's gone.
It's literally how it was, how it was described to me. I mean, in the morning, she was limping around doing everything, and then suddenly in the afternoon, it's like, okay, it's gone now. Back to normal border collie energy.
All right, so we're making a believer out of Nathan and his family here. So let's talk, Stacy. You also, you know, we know that your tank, your older female Frenchie, is the perfect Frenchie.
Perfect Frenchie,
She's the therapy dog, and she has no issues.
Yes.
Then we have the bag man. Oh, bag, he's cute.
Yeah, he's cute.
He's cute, but he has some issues.
Yes.
And he can get a little obsessive compulsive and do a little weird stuff. But usually if Nels tunes in and does a treatment, you know, it balances him out. And so you had him do a little work on... Bags last week.
Had him retuned up, and you know
So how's he been this week?
Same. You know, he's not too obsessive about things.
He's a little edgy.
You know, he's always a little if I want to put his harness on, I think now it's just a habit. He runs to the couch and then has me put it on there. He won't let me do it with him on the floor. So I think maybe he just likes to be up more. Maybe I don't know. But he lets me put it on.
So, Natasha, what is Bags thinking when he doesn't want the harness put on the floor? He wants to get up on the couch.
You know, like us, we all want to have control over something.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's fine. I mean, he just hops up there and he, you know, cowers a little bit. But then he lets me put it on. But he always cowers for, you know.
Well, no, see, so, you know, when you have to bend over, you know, a little dog, and you have to bend over to put the harness on. That's a dominant body language. And so for an innately sensitive dog, just that body language alone can put them into, some stress. And a little nervousness. So if he gets up a little higher, you aren't bending as much.
Right.
So perhaps to him it's a little less threatening because you said he still, you know, shrinks kinda, a little
yes.
bit, cowers a little bit, but it's not as bad.
Right.
So it probably, yeah. you know, maybe so that has just, something to do with
I
it.
I think and, he just likes that. So that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
and that, that shouldn't be too big a deal.
Yeah.
So, all right, good.
Well, not a bad thing.
Good to know that everybody's good. But how about that? A magical healing for Abby. And if you would like magical healing for your animals, well, second Sunday of every month is when is Best and Rasmussen Reset Energy Codes Sunday. So the second Sunday of next month, just mark your calendars and be prepared to call in. And the same thing often happens with humans that, you know, got a recent pain or something and Nels and Linda work on them and it's gone. So how wonderful is that?
But that's the difference in the energy we're creating right now is that thoughts have energy, mm-hmm. actions have energy. If it's something that we want to heal, there's an opportunity for it to heal right now. I mean, there's things that are set in longer, like DNA and past lives and things like that, that we can still heal. But if it's like a quicker energy injury, kind of like with Abby, you know, the quicker the injury, the quicker the healing. You know, there's that idea of how we can do things. I've had things where, you know, like I had a ball who hit my head, knew it was going to be a concussion, went to the chiropractor who does a lot of healing work. You know, she's very much into the intuitive healing. And I didn't have a concussion. I had to respect my body that it was going through the healing process, but I didn't have a concussion. It was,
all right.
But I had it happen just within just a short time. You know, where I got healed. So
All right.
We can do it. We can do it.
Okay. Well, we are going to take care of our advertisers before we get any more off schedule. And then I've got more follow-up stuff we need to chat about. And, of course, we have open phone lines. So if you have a behavior training or healing question or something about animals you'd like to chat with me about, I'd love to hear from you. If you've got a question you'd like Natasha to tune into or want a personal awareness coaching, she's available as well. And local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And I don't know, Cindy, if you're out there and have reception, be a good time for you to call in because I've got to follow up with Natasha about Cindy and her feral cat, Crystal. Boy, have I got stuff to tell you, Natasha. And I don't know that Cindy will have reception and be able to call in. So if we don't hear from her shortly, we'll check in about that. Anyway, we are going to take care of our advertisers, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 11.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Speaking of Dr. Nels Rasmussen, we heard from him just now, and he likes you to contact him through his website. So if you're interested, he's always and continues to do a free telephone evaluation and would be happy to chat with you about yourself or your animal friends and how he can help you and that sort of thing. For a free telephone evaluation, what you do is go to the his website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, fill it out, say, I'd like to talk to you. Now, but he's got another freebie available right now, and it's timely, so you got to jump on it if you want to take advantage. And he told us about it last week, but when I talked to him on Tuesday, I have to tell you, he said he didn't hear from anyone directly from the show on Sunday. And I'm wondering, where are you guys? What are you thinking? He is offering a free Zoom session for anyone and their animal, you know, long new clients. And he says, I think he said, I can't remember, a $200 or $300 value for this. So it's like, take advantage of it. You have to, though, get it scheduled before the end of the month. So the way that you get the free Zoom session, I understand that, you know, he would set it up and will communicate with you via Zoom and will teach you all about this neuroenergetic balancing and the Rasmussen reset. And apparently he's also teaching you how to do it, like the do-it-yourself program he does. So it is a huge value, and it's absolutely free. You just have to talk to him and get it scheduled before the end of the month. So the way you get your free Zoom session is, again, you go to the healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, fill it out, and say, I want the free Zoom session. Or you can say, listen to Animal World, want the free Zoom session, or however you want to do it. But you just have to say you want the free Zoom session. He will contact you and set it up. But take advantage of it. You know, it's possible he could extend the offer, but he didn't say he was going to do that. And it's such a huge value that I would jump on it immediately. So just know you've got to contact him, be in touch, and get it scheduled before the end of the month. But a free Zoom session for any of you that would like, healingministryforanimals.com. Alrighty then, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates, and you get link on website and interviews on the show. So what are you waiting for? Send me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can give me a call after the show, 360-217-7258. Alrighty then, let's see, what else have we got to do here to follow up? I discovered something thanks to a friend who alerted me. I've been kind of disappointed in animal TV on, you know, Saturday evenings to watch while I'm doing my show prep. And but last Saturday, there was a Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet Marathon, so I enjoyed watching Dr. Jeff. This week, it wasn't on again, except a friend that sent me a message. And guess what? There was Dr. Jeff was on all Friday. So there's a binge of Dr. Jeff shows on Friday. So if you're a big fan of Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, like I am, check the schedule, because this week it was all on Friday and not Saturday. So I got a chance to tune in to some of that. And Stacy, do we have any idea what's going on with our pit bulls and parolees, and if there's any way to watch that?
Well, you have to get on her Crowdcast. You know, you kind of have to subscribe to her channel. It's like it's a donation, like, monthly to her. Or yearly, I forget what it is, to her, you know, the rescue. And then you have access to the video she puts up. And she puts up several, you know, a week. I haven't got a chance to look at them, but I get the email saying, oh, she put one up. So okay. I guess they're doing their own little production or something.
Okay. All right. Well, it's good to know they're still around and getting supported and all of that. They're just, you know, the shows they were doing, you know, it just got better and better. And they're doing just such phenomenal work. I know that something like that, if it's a channel you have to subscribe to, and especially if you have to pay for it, that usually stops me in my tracks. I just don't have time to fruit around with all of that stuff, and I'm just not techie at all, and I don't do any of that kind of. So it kind of leaves, and I know there's a lot of people like me that just won't do it. So I'm sorry that we don't have the easy access.
Yeah,
to her. But maybe that'll change, and you can keep us.
Yeah,
posted.
I mean, I think hers is a little different because it's not like a channel. You know, okay. So I felt a little better about doing it just because supposedly the money goes to the rescue. Yeah,
to the
so it was sort of like part of, you know, joining that group, you get access to this.
And
video.
who's our one that does the disabled animals and so forth? Is it Amanda?
Amanda
to the rescue.
Yeah, so she.
I haven't heard anything about
so
her.
So she's
she moved. She's in She was in Washington State.
Yes,
did
now
she
she's
move
in,
out of the state.
Yeah, she's in Michigan.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh dear!
So she
left,
yeah,
huh.
she
wow,
you know, got in a relationship, and I don't know how that happened. Anyway, but she's doing some rescue work out there, and it's still called Panda Paws, but still doing, you know, disabled animals and stuff. But yeah, she's
that took
the kids,
a sideline to a relationship and all of that. Huh?
Yeah, so like the kids like finished high school or whatever. So I think she waited till they finished, and then she moved, you know, with her partner. And anyway, so she looks happy.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm a little surprised, as dedicated as she was and the phenomenal work she was doing.
Right. I think she still has a rescue thing out. You know, she's starting
maybe
it out there and
there.
Takes in disabled.
Because right, well,
she's still on her website
you,
shows stuff like that.
But it sounds like the show that they did on Animal Planet is defunct. So
right.
We won't
I think
hear
that's
that
done.
Again.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody hears of any great animal TV, let me know. I'll hold out for Dr. Jeff and maybe and
the new Dog Whisperer. Not he's not Dog Whisperer. What does he call himself? Caesar.
Caesar. Milan.
Yeah, he had a new series, Better Human, Better Dog, and I really like that one because he ties that new mantra, and I try to do it with Bags. It's like calm surrender, and you want
calm
it.
Surrender.
Dog has to be like calm surrender, and you have to get them there. And so, anyway.
Yeah, and
but
I,
he's had a new series.
I know,
those.
You know, a lot of trainers don't like Caesar, and you know, I think it's ego as it is in all kinds of different professions and so forth. And if you're young and you train and you get into a particular method or style or approach, you know, the first thing that happens, at least in my experience, is blinders go up and you get into it. It's my way or the highway, and there's only one right way to do it, and you have to do it this way. So it's the ones in that category that are usually first to jump on the Caesar beat up Caesar bandwagon. And, you know, and anybody, you can find somebody that messes up
right.
or screws up, that sort of thing. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I don't have all the answers. Okay, and there's a few things that have happened in my career and all this stuff that I'm not real proud of. I learned a lot from them, but, you know, I had to really mess up to
right.
learn those lessons. But I'll tell you, I think he is one of the extremely gifted ones. That
yeah.
he is absolutely knows what he's doing. He is marvelous to watch. You can learn a ton from him. About what's going on. And when I'm talking to my clients, because a lot of the people I work with, you know, are Caesar fans and they watch him regularly. And my standard spiel is, you know, I love it. In fact, it's kind of like watching me when I was younger, because what he's doing now is all the stuff I was doing in the 80s. I mean, not exactly, because it's, you know, improved. But I had a compound. I had a big pack of dogs. I had 17 dogs in my house at one time. And I used my pack just like he does to teach other dogs manners and how to get along, all that sort of stuff. So he's following a very, very similar path. In terms of how he does what he's doing and the way that I evolved and
right.
doing. And so I really appreciate him. But the one thing I say is the only thing I'd add to what Caesar does is he doesn't teach vocabulary. So I'm saying learn from Caesar, but teach words too. Dogs can learn hundreds of words. Look at Chaser.
They do.
Chaser the Border Collie, 1,022 words she knows. Okay.
Yeah. Does he not teach words?
He does not teach vocabulary.
No, he's sound. He's energy. He's that being moment.
Right. And for him, he doesn't need it. Okay. But everybody else does.
Yeah.
And it just it just makes it easier when your dog recognizes mm-hmm. words and so forth. So I don't have anything bad to say about Caesar. I absolutely adore him. He's phenomenally gifted. I love watching him. Anybody can learn from Caesar. Just teach words too. So there's my Caesar spiel. I do remember, I don't know, you guys are probably too young. And of course I choke on that statement. Who's the oldest one in the room? That's the one choking. And anyway, did anybody remember hearing about Barbara Woodhouse? She was the British animal trainer, and she was the first television animal trainer. And when teaching, she would do group obedience classes on the air and then work with individual dogs and do problem solving. And she was an older British woman with an accent, you know, and a very tough leader and all of that, but absolutely hysterical. And when she would teach healing in the classroom, she'd say, walkies, let's go walkies. And that was it. So anybody, I can hear all of you out there going, of course, walkies. Barbara Woodhouse, like I said, you guys are too old. Well, anyway, she was the most popular thing since sliced bread internationally. Because she was the first kind of TV, that was doing this. And she was so, so popular. And then on one show, a little Yorkshire Terrier, and I think it was a Yorkshire Terrier that got out of line, and she throttled the dog, which was a legitimate correction at that time and was often used. You know, it's kind of a dog-to-dog correction, you know, and mom will pick him up by the scruff of the neck and give him a shake. Well, she throttled this little dog to get it in shape. Well, oh my gosh, you have never seen a world turn faster on somebody in your life. She got inside out, upside down, and backwards, and she was massacred as a result of that. And it seriously affected her reputation and, a lot of making up to do for all of that. But so one little thing. But, you know, that one experience, it wasn't really a bad thing anyway. It just, when you don't have the time to really explain to everybody and nobody really understands the whole thing, it can come across as really bad. And
of course, now everything's online somewhere in 2 minutes, so she would have been done.
So all of that can really, but, you know, she laid a great foundation for dog training and teaching people all kinds of great stuff, and she was phenomenal. I chat with her still sometimes on the other side. And ask for her help sometimes. But anyway, that's just, you know, one incident and just it was over.
The sad thing is we all have one incident. We all have two incidents. We all have 10 incidents. But it's that, you know,
it's get walking
part
through
of
it
life.
And dealing with it. Yeah.
Oops. Got to learn from that one.
Yeah. Yeah, and anyway, looking at the clock here, how about we stay on time so Nathan's happy? Let's go ahead and take care of our advertisers. And gosh, if any of you want to chat with either one of us, 425-373-5527. Otherwise, we're going on with my list, and we haven't heard. We've got some follow-up. We haven't completely talked about the astrology and this year and all that kind of stuff. We got a follow-up on, I've got Hummer reports that I haven't been able to, I didn't give you last week, I need to give you. And we got to do a Cindy and Crystal update. I can't wait to share with Natasha everything that's going on. And then, of course, we'd love to hear from you. So pick up your phone if you got time, 425-373-5527. Otherwise, stay right where you are, because Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we did hear again from our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton at Whispering Dragon Center. She has moved the Whispering Dragon Center into her home now in Shoreline, much better location, phenomenal energy in the gong room and so forth. And if you'd like to get a little feel for that, you can go to the Animal World Facebook page, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, or go to Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. She's posted a couple of sound healing videos. One was for the energies of the winter solstice, and that's still a good one to listen to. One was for the energies of the new year and kind of what we're talking about with Natasha. And that's wonderful to listen to. But you can, in the videos, you get to kind of see the gongs and the healing room and that sort of thing, and wonderful experience. And she's also she's teaching again now and will be doing a level one acutonics class, and that will be January 21st through the 23rd. So if you've always wanted to learn how to do acutonics, and maybe it's just for yourself and your friends, or maybe you would like to incorporate it into your practice, a healing practice of some kind, now's your opportunity to get level one training in January, but you got to call her right away to get signed up. So you can check out Whispering Dragon Center at whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And we heard from our wonderful Natasha Venter, and we're going to do current events sometime, and I was going to talk about all this stuff there, but we might as well talk about a lot of it now, Natasha. Now, A, we know that you're available for private readings.
Yes.
Which you do, what, on the phone and...
I do over Zoom, phone, and in person.
Okay.
It depends on where you want to be and location.
So all three options. Available.
All three options. Okay, yes, excellent. I love doing sessions.
Okay, and then we know you do your regular podcasts. You have a podcast on Monday and Wednesdays, and they both air at 4 p.m. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
4 p.m. on Mondays.
So tomorrow will be your next edition. 4 p.m. tomorrow.
Yes.
And tell us about what's happening on that show.
Okay, so on the Dance of the Soul is when Regan Forston, who's a clinical hypnotherapist, he's a very gentle, lifelong knowing man, and I do conversations about life. So last week we did a conversation about disappointments outside of us. This week we're going to talk about disappointments in ourselves and how to negotiate some of those disappointments that we have. You know, those self-disappointments. I wish I could have been here. I wish I could have been there. Why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do that? And so we're going to be talking about that. And then on Wednesday is Life Clarifications with Natasha. Last week, I talked about the elements and how they are interacting with us. So a lot of what I'm, a little bit of what I talked about today, a little bit more
wind,
in depth.
Fire, what you're talking about. Yeah, okay.
And I got a couple of those videos that I put up on my YouTube channel. Also about the elements. I had a magical moment where it was raining hard. There was the sun out and there was a beautiful double rainbow. And so I had like three video opportunities to talk about these different layers. And then I went to my backyard and my maple tree, the dark, wet trunk was glistening in the sunlight. And it was just such a magical moment. That I had several video inspirations to do, and so I was talking about how the elements are here to help us, you know, the water, the rain, and that kind of thing. So on my YouTube channel, I also have almost 400 videos. I have short 1-2 minute videos, and then I have my shows, and then I have something called Let's Get Tiggered, Not Triggered. So it's where sometimes you see me without makeup, you just see me being human, and I talk about a little bit of those energies that are going through. So on my YouTube channel, I have a lot of those. So please subscribe if you
If we want to find you on YouTube, what would Natasha Venter? Is that
Natasha Venter, Angelic Clarifications.
Natasha Venter, Angelic Clarifications, and her website is angelicclarifications.com. And of course, if you just want to call her, that's 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486.
And if you would like to schedule an appointment through my website, you can do that also. And if you don't want to do that, I can do that for you on when we call or email.
Okay,
Natasha,
now
I,
on my current event schedule, I have a question mark here.
Yes.
Because you have started a book review class about overcoming under-earning, and that's the book, but it started earlier this month. And I wondered, I know the class is still ongoing because it was once a week for a while. Could people still join this class if they wanted to, or is it, no, you're not letting anybody else in?
Actually, I have two other people who would like to have another class. So
so you're going to do it again.
I have two classes going. I have one book study. It's on this book. And the book study is focused on how do we work through our emotions while reading this book. Mm-hmm. And so I use my skills. And as a group, we help each other to work through some of these old triggers, these old scenarios. Because the statement, overcoming under-earning, money might be the metaphor that we're working with, but there is so much more about overcoming our under-earning of ourselves, the under-earning of how we value ourselves and how we have our stories of our parents, our lives. You know, I have a wonderful older, she's retired. She doesn't want to make more money, but yet she has so much baggage from her childhood and a lot of those things that she's undervaluing herself. And she wants to work on that. So my one book study is on chapter 3. And it's been amazing how much people are just like saying, this is changing my life.
Good. All right.
And my second book study, we had our first gathering. So if somebody's really interested, you can still come in on that book study. And that one's Tuesday at 6:30 at night. And I have an opportunity to start a third book study if I have at least four people who would like to start this.
Okay. So if you're interested in doing this book study program, whether it be, and they don't have to come to you. This is done online.
Via Zoom.
Zoom. It's a Zoom class.
Which it's a Zoom
I
class.
Love Zoom classes now. I mean, this whole pandemic thing kind of changed all of it, but I'm real comfortable now in doing meetings. It's kind of like, we really have, I have to go someplace? Can't we just do it on Zoom? You know, so
that's exactly a great way to teach.
So anyway, you've got a class going on Tuesday evenings at 6:30 that just started, and someone could jump into that if you wanted to. But you're also collecting folks right now to start another class.
To start another book study.
If the Tuesday wouldn't work for you and you don't want to join a week late, then you can call Natasha and get on the list for the next class.
Yes. I have not set up a date yet. This one might dance a little bit into the weekend. I'm not too sure. You know, maybe like a Sunday night or something like that. But it's because I have the weekdays, you know, kind of covered. But so, not too sure yet.
If you want to have input on when this next class is going to be, because you want to take it, you better call Natasha now so you can say, nope, Sunday doesn't work for me, but this would or that would. But anyway, if you want to put your 2 cents worth in, you can
I'm asking for a fee on doing this. It's about a 10 session opportunity, and we do it every other week. It's an every other week scenario, because when you are working through something, you want to be able to start a new pattern, which means is about 2 weeks into it, you start falling back into old patterns. And so with that we are really working on keeping the movement going. So this is about a 2 to 3 month scenario that is a gift. I have seen so much tremendous changes in myself through reading this book.
Wonderful. All right. So if you are interested, you can contact Natasha through her website. It's angelicclarifications.com. And I think they can probably just email you Natasha at angelicclarifications.com, right?
So if exactly. You wanna... I do not have this up on my website because of the fact that I do not want to put this out on social media. This is something that the right person's need to come together, and I'm allowing the universe to bring in the right people.
But you could make contact with Natasha through the website, but the class is not listed there. Or you can just call her, 360-770-7486. Not now, because she's doing the show, but after the show, you can call
her. You can also text me.
Okay, you can text her at that number too, 360-770-7486. So you could text her now. You just can't call her now. But 360-770-7486 if you would like to be included in the plans for the next class.
Yes.
All righty then.
It's been amazing.
Okay. So since now we're doing that, looking at the, let's quickly get in a current events before we love train, and then we'll get back to our list of discussion topics in the next hour. So here we go with current events. Righty. Well, speaking of entertainment and all of that, well, we just talked about everything that Natasha's got going on. Linda Rasmussen, our best and energy codes gal, continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that are new to her. All you got to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to send you. You can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com. She works out of the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery. Or remotely on the phone or via Zoom or whatever, but she offers a free introductory session. All you got to do is call or text her at 206-841-1992. And then I guess the biggest news is that the Northwest Stream Center in South Everett at McCollum Park has got a full list of presentations and classes and workshops they're going to be doing throughout the year. And I have time frames and sometimes specific dates, but a whole list of everything. The White Birds of Winter featuring Martha Jordan. She's our local biologist and an expert in the white swans and trumpeter swans and that sort of thing. I have known her for decades. She's a friend. She's been on the show a number of times. And her presentation is phenomenal. That's going to be on Thursday, February 2nd at 7 p.m. And let's see. They're going to be scheduling for Curious Kids Nature Journal, a great new book for kindergarten through fourth grade. And that's going to be presented by the author Fiona Cohen in late February or March. So stay tuned for that. All About Bears is being scheduled for March. That's a phenomenal seminar workshop. I have been to that, and it's really, really good. And then, this is a good one, too, The Ghastly Gourmet, featuring the lovely Aura, most beautiful turkey vulture, and Barbara Ogard. She comes from Sarvey Wildlife Rescue, and that's going to be April 1st at 1 p.m. And then there's also going to be an All About Beavers this year. Whale Tales by Jeff Hogan. It will be coming up. One of my favorites, Forest Bathing with Kelly Singletary, and Wolves, Urban Coyotes, and a lot more events will be coming up. Now, cougars and Washington State Department of Wildlife, their cougar scientist, Brian Kirsten, will be May 18th at 7 p.m. And All About Bats will be next fall, October 13th at 7 p.m. That's also Barbara Ogard does that one as well. And let's see. We know that Seattle Humane's annual 2023 Tuxes and Tails will be Saturday, May 13th at Magnuson Park, Hangar 30. So stay tuned for more details on that. And we know that Meow Cat Rescue is now open on Thursdays as well as Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. for you to go to the shelter. So that is it on all the current events. And now we are going to close down hour number two here very shortly, fire up the love train, and then hour number three coming up. We'd love to hear from you, of course. If any of you have questions for either one of us or would like a personal awareness reading with Natasha, we would love to hear from you in the next hour. Otherwise, we do have some follow-up. We've got to get to all the astrological stuff, and this year that all the stuff that Natasha's been gathering for us. Then I've got the follow-up on all the Hummer stuff I got to tell you about, and hummingbird feeder heaters report are coming up. And then Cindy and Crystal will follow up on that as well, because she obviously reception's not good because we haven't heard from her yet. So we are ready to head out to the love train. And remember, dancing is required. This is the exercise portion of the show. Get your juices flowing. And, of course, you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up and dance with me, because I'll come through and pick you up on the love train. And while we're dancing, we're spreading the love and light all over the country, all over the world. And it needs to go everywhere, to every little nook and cranny. And let's just see the vibration of the planet raising in that white light and love all over. So here comes the energization prayer from the yogis to charge up the love train for all of us. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.